Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may clearly be seen that his works have been carried out in God." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Pedro Lopez from Nueva Vida Lutheran Church in Springfield, Virginia.
A sermon from John 3, 1-21, Nicodemus and Us. The story once again reflects the human need of searching for the truth. Sadly, this search often takes us in the wrong path. As we know, it is the Holy Spirit that takes us in the right direction as we explore God's world. St. John writes his gospel inspired by God himself to clarify that Jesus is Lord, 100% man, 100% God. In those days, Serent, a contemporary of John, a follower of Christ, departed from the truth as he tried to understand God, especially the person of Jesus, in relation to God. In his human limitations, he couldn't see the true God-man incarnated to save the lost souls, including his, in need of reconciliation with the Almighty Creator. Nicodemus represents that human desire also to see God from our human eyes and perspective. "Rabbi," Nicodemus says, "we know that you are different, that you come from God. Nobody can do what you do or say what you say." "Of course, Nicodemus, I'm God," Jesus answered. You need to let go of your human power to let God's power restore you to Himself. Blessed Nicodemus, he, a sinner like you and me, in the presence of God, thought by God and saved by God. Not everybody had that privilege as he did. We instead go through the process of searching, questioning, and exploring the process. Then the Holy Spirit helps us with our sinful nature to see our limitations, and then we're challenged. Do I need a Savior, or can I save myself in my own way? Nicodemus was enlightened by Jesus. We are enlightened by the Holy Spirit to see our Savior, to see our need of redemption that only God can provide. Thus, we either believe and get saved or reject and get condemned. Serene couldn't see God in the person of Jesus and rejected him. Many Christians too, or so-called Christians, still depart from the truth because they cannot see Jesus as God. Nicodemus believed it and followed, and he represents all of us sinners, those who search for the truth. And then we hear, salvation is available for all humanity, wise and not so wise, rich and poor, fat and skinny, tall and short, black, white, brown, yellow. Salvation is available in Jesus. But it comes with a challenge. Let God be God in your life. Don't try to fix or accommodate God according to you. Jesus brought Brother Nicodemus to his feet. He spoke to him of the need to be baptized and for also for us to live our baptism. You can say to be born again by water and the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus, God answers. We too, God answers. It is time to follow the truth, stay in the truth, and rejoice in the truth. Jesus also reminds us in the same gospel that we will know the truth, and this truth will set us free. No more searching. He is the answer. He was Nicodemus' answers to his human need of salvation and reconciliation. He is our answer too. May the Lord of truth help us all to stay, live, and rejoice in this beautiful and amazing salvation and truth. Amen.
We thank Pastor Pedro Lopez from Nueva Vida Lutheran Church in Springfield, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word.